We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
And thanks for joining me for another Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Thank you all for joining us wherever you find this program. Whether it's through CannabisRadio.com, the Cannabis Radio app, where you can find all your app stores, and of course, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, among other all major podcast platforms. Thank you for finding the show. Blunt Business is powered by the Buzz CRM. Listen, do you want me to continue to keep doing this ad over and over and over? We're just trying to round up as many people as we can to get the word out about this platform. 500 tools, intuitive, powerful, and gives you all the communications aspects that you need from email, call, text, and so much more. And it works. It streamlines your workflows. If you have other existing programs, it will integrate easily into it. We're going to be hosting webinars where you get under the hood. You're going to be able to ask as many questions as you want before we convince you, we persuade you to buy into this low barrier of entry Buzz CRM, because it's what you'll need. You get rid of those existing logins and passwords. You get rid of all those extra platforms that you don't need. Consolidate. Break it down. We like doing that in the cannabis industry. So should you. And it doesn't have to be the cannabis industry. If you know other people with a business, they need to be organized. They need to be centralized with all their resources. The Buzz CRM takes care of them as well. TheBuzzCRM.com. TheBuzzCRM.com. Go sign up today. You'll be happy you did. Trust me. All right, right now, joining me on the program has a background as a cannabis industry operator and business transformation executive. He is now the newly appointed CEO of Safe Harbor Financial, where he's looking to go ahead and transform Safe Harbor from a specialized banking services provider into a multifaceted fintech company, which is something that the outgoing retired founder, Sundie Seefried, actually had been doing, but she still remains with the company in an emeritus role. So to give this role of CEO, obviously, was to a very important person, and that person is Terry Mendez. Terry, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you for having me, Brasco.
Absolutely. So, first of all, you had a recent earnings call where you talked to shareholders, and You may mention that your background is as a cannabis industry operator and business transformation executive, so you have firsthand insight into the complex challenges that cannabis-related businesses navigate daily. So, not necessarily where you came from the banking sector where Sunday might have came in, but instead you are directly pulled in from the cannabis industry. But first of all, where did you come from prior to coming into cannabis? And then tell me about the transition about going from specialized banking to a multifaceted fintech.
Yeah, thank you for the question. One of the important reasons the board picked me for this particular position was that I did have the years of experience operating cannabis companies, first as a single state operator in Colorado, turning around a vertical company, as well as a multi-state operator for a company that, you know, most people know as Nature's Medicine or Pure Life in New Mexico, and trying to turn that around and then sell it, which we did, you know, effectively. But as you go through those challenges, you learn all the different things that people deal with every single day. And we look at our platform, and what I was asked to do by the board is look at our platform and understand where we can expand to offer more solutions for a cannabis-related business to be successful. And I shared with them, look, today, everyone's trying to either be a premium cannabis company or figure out how to survive because they're in certain stages of the development of the industry. And if you're selling a $15, $20 eighth retail, you got to be selling at $700 a pound wholesale or better in order to survive. And so anything we can do to lower the cost of production would be fantastic. And that's where the new strategy is going to focus on. What can we do to help you lower your cost of production, manage supply chain, give you loans at a competitive rates and expand our loan portfolio, et cetera. Where I came from is in this world of business transformation. I started out in Deloitte & Touche, but I quickly found myself at Arthur Andersen, but quickly found myself running something called Grow and Defend Fortress Deloitte, which was engaging customers in moments that matter so that we can win more than our fair share. We moved from that to working within industry. I worked for some Fortune 500 and Global 1000 type companies leading internal transformation changes. And so I didn't get into cannabis until 2019. And really the impetus for that was one of the large accounting firms coming to me and saying, hey, I need somebody that can actually go in and push the buttons and help somebody be successful. And, you know, I love doing that. And so, you know, after getting permission from my family, it's a very religious family, after getting permission that says, let's go do this, I went and did it, and I've been in the industry for a while. So at the end of the day, cannabis companies have an incredibly difficult operating environment. And what we can do to make that incredibly difficult operating environment better for them, that's what we should be doing. We started off with banking, and we were one of the first. And I would say, I think we're one of the only that have been consistently in the industry. Many folks have come in and come out, and people find themselves without a bank, similar to the way they find themselves without a credit card processing company or a debit, you know, a cashless ATM company. And so we are in this space. We've been committed to this space. And now we're doubling down on that commitment by escalating myself, and I'm bringing people into the team that have very deep cannabis industry expertise.
So now, unpacking your background, I got to get to that first, and then we're going to go on to the transformation from where you were doing with Safe Harbor. So again, Deloitte & Touche, you were there 10 years on the technology side, telecommunications, working with them for working on software as a service, satellite and wireless communications, and then moving on into financial planning and, you know, and auditing and just, you know, again, working with some major companies and then making the transition into cannabis, again, 2019. And there's a number of companies I see that you worked in here, very familiar with, in administration and consulting and as a CEO again, and then working your way up into here. One of the things is that from that transition, just to get yourself into this, I mean, your resume, it's obvious why Safe Harbor chose you to go and go on board, but it's so hard to find someone with that exact expertise. And what can you take away from your experience in finance and accounting and all that here coming into the cannabis space, and how companies in general are managing or financing themselves, handling their investments, managing their portfolio of what they're doing, and trying to grow, meanwhile trying to continue to get revenue, if you've seen a good concentration of companies that are doing a good job of that if they're kind of missing the mark.
Yeah, a couple of questions there, so I'll answer it in two parts. So, you know, the first piece of it is sounded more like, you know, leadership style. Yeah. I started working in 1993. And back then you had a dot-com bubble, and in New York you had something called the Silicon Alley. And lots of my colleagues jumped into that industry and have done very, very well. But I was more of like very thankful that I got the job at Arthur Andersen, the premier firm in the world at the time. And I couldn't see myself leaving and jumping and taking that risk. I was happy that, you know, decades later, I had an opportunity to take that jump and make that risk into an industry where, you know, folks like me don't necessarily walk the hallways every day, but can add a lot of value and can really drive change rapidly. And so that's what I did for the single state operator in Colorado. That's what I did for my multi-state operator in Arizona. And we drove a tremendous amount of value in those organizations. And that's what I hope to do here for Safe Harbor. As it relates to the second part of the question, which is really, what can cannabis companies focus on in terms of driving profitability? And I say, know your customer. The first thing I talk to people about is, who's your customer? If you're a wholesaler, your customer is a dispensary partner because they're the ones paying your bill. If you're a dispensary, your customer is the people that walk in the doors, right? So know your customer and know your customer well. One of the things we did to turn around the single state operators, we created little committees of dispensary partners. And instead of planting whatever we thought was cool to plant, we planted to order. And we said, tell us what you want us to plant. And then set the expectation. We called it grow for a purpose. And if we were growing for a purpose, we're going to be a hell of a lot more successful because those people are now involved in the process, right? When you involve your customers, if you're a dispensary, in the process and engage them in the process of what you have to sell, you know, you have the ability to know your customer at a different level. So when you're thinking about customer acquisition, you know, everyone, you know, I look at different industries all the time. You look at the fast food industry and you compare it, they're just a different type of consumer packaged good industry. And on any particular corner, you can have a McDonald's, you can have a Chick-fil-A, you can have a Kentucky Fried Chicken. And how do you know who's going to pick what and what they want that particular day? And how do you get consistency, right? And Chick-fil-A only sells chicken. They don't sell the hamburgers. If I wanted a hamburger, I'm not going to Chick-fil-A, right? And so are you going after a diverse customer base? And why do they come into your store? Is it the friendly environment, the Cheers environment? Is it because you're the most knowledgeable? Is it because you have the best weed? You know, what are those factors that make them pick you when they have so many other factors in front of you? You know, look at New Mexico where Pure Life lived, and that's one of the brands that I manage. You know, we had 16 stores. But if you look at New Mexico, an unlimited license state, within a mile radius of any one of those stores, there's probably 20 other choices for people to make. So why did people walk into Pure Life as opposed to any of those other choices? Those are the types of questions you have to ask. And really be focused. And the reason I was thinking about, hey, can I create what I called Safe Harbor Connects or a consortium in cannabis is because I want to be able to bring to the single state operator or the small and multi-state operators that can't afford the capabilities, talents, and access to talents so that they can compete correctly. Right now, you have folks that you know, are unfocused. They should be focused on their customer and they're focused on HR issues. They're focused on IT issues. They're focused on regulatory issues, accounting issues. If we can take the unfocused and make it focused, well, then we can, I think, provide a lot of value to the industry.
Right. And part of that is for some of these businesses, you make a point of regulatory. And some of the parts as well is like, okay, trying to go and squeeze out as much revenue as possible, dealing with maybe micromanaging the terms of staffing, maybe not handling too much in terms of risk mitigation, making sure you have insurance or, you know, policies that will make sure to cover you in case of anything going bad, or the same thing going with compliance issues is only doing the bare minimum of what's necessary for compliance in that state, which you should try to be much more. I always say, go to a good manufacturing practices standard, a GMP standard, as the highest barrier that we know is a universal standard across other industries. So I want to get into more about the transition from specialized banking into a multifaceted fintech and some great accomplishments going on right now, some of the programs you're doing. We're going to go into some of that right now coming up after a short break, but I'm here with Terry Mendez, CEO of Safe Harbor Financial. here on Blunt Business. By the way, the website, if you want to go and look out for more, is shfinancial.org, shfinancial.org. And you can also find under the ticker of Safe of SHF Holdings, you can find on the NASDAQ, you can look for Safe Harbor under the ticker symbol SHFS. Take a look at all that as we go to commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back. I'm here with Terry Mendez, CEO of Safe Harbor Financial, here on Blunt Business. And Terry, before I go and move along, I want to just make a few things where as you're coming into the company, so Sunny Seyfried now is retired. She's now co-CEO of the company. And before she left, she was able to go announce in January that Safe Harbor Financial has surpassed $25 billion in processed cannabis-related funds. It was $21 billion when I last talked to her last year. And that's through its trusted network of partner banks. So this also aligned with the company's 10th anniversary. So 10 years later, now you have all this processed cannabis-related funds, a $25 billion milestone. What a great way to go and come into the company, into this new role.
100%. And that was eye-opening to me because, you know, when bankers look at that, they're looking at, their day-to-day transaction processing, and they're looking at that like, oh, that's cool. Right. No, what's really cool about that is I have $25 billion worth of data on the cannabis industry that as an IT, a fintech type guy, infotech type guy, you look at that and say, that's a ginormous captive population of data that we can turn into information that allows our cannabis related businesses to shine and grow. And we can leverage that to provide new services. So when I looked at that, I said, man, what a heck of a platform. You know, hundreds of customers, thousands of vendors that are using the platform every day. How can I leverage this platform differently to bring new things to the market? And so while the milestone in and of itself is impressive, it's because we've been here from the beginning. Colorado went legal, I think, in 2012. Don't quote me on that, but that's what I recall. And you know, we started in 2015. So 3 years later, we're trying to solve the banking problems, right? And so we've been in the industry forever. And over those 10 years doing, you know, just doing the simple math, $2.5 billion a year in processed transactions. We're doing business in 41 states and territories that cannabis is either legal or medically or recreationally. So Santi's accomplishments are fantastic, and she built a wonderful company. My job now is to grow that company in the main core business, but also to expand it into some ancillary businesses as we care about our clients.
And the reason it's going to continue to do well, Terry, I believe, and I've talked to Sunny a bunch of times about this, and also other members of Safe Harbor Financial that we've had on the program over the years, whether this program, Plant Profits, the Green Peak, you know, all of it, is because we're not getting a congressional relief. Okay, number one, we had the issue with the DEA rescheduling, which is now indefinitely postponed. We're not going to hear any word back about if we're going to have cannabis rescheduled from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, which financially would have helped companies remove the Section 280E IRS revenue code distinction to allow companies to write off their taxes and be able to go and recoup that revenue, 10 to 12% probably at the most. So you're not getting that. We're not going to know about that until maybe 2026 at the earliest. Then you have the issues with the Safe Banking Act, trying to see if that comes through. Oh, it's going through commission. We have something else being rewritten. And look, it's not as if they're not trying in Congress. Like even just earlier this month as we're recording, there was a Senate Banking Committee and there was a Democratic senator that did file an amendment to incorporate Section 10 of the Safer Banking Act to the underlying Financial Integrity and Regulation Management Program or Act that was the panel was considering. But again, that's not going to a bill. It's not going to be a bill being put up to vote. Nothing. So we don't have any help from regulators at the federal level. Don't expect anything. And honestly, Terry, how much of a ramp do you feel like you have? Because all you're doing is through Safe Harbor, you've been adding more financial and banking solutions. Meanwhile, can't get regular banks to do it.
Yeah. A couple of thoughts here. So Safe Harbor will be successful regardless of how these regulations pan out. Our business and my recommendation to all cannabis businesses is to build the business for where the regulation is today and then only grow over regulation change as it happens. But you can't trust that we're going to see major change. Anything that helps our cannabis clients do better helps Safe Harbor. If you look to Canada, there's only a few banks that are banking Canadian cannabis-related businesses. Right. Reality is the largest banks in the U.S. are probably still not going to bank cannabis, similar to the way they don't bank crypto or gaming or firearms and things like that. And so I don't see that descheduling hurts Safe Harbor in any way or rescheduling in any way. But what I do find promising from a tax perspective, you mentioned 280E. Cannabis companies are really experiencing two levels of tax. They have what I call the cannabis tax, which is because you're in the cannabis industry, I'm going to charge you more. No different than the person that shows up to your nice home and decides that cutting your grass is $200 instead of $100, right? And then the 280E is that next tax that you pay, you know, on your gross income. There are options out there like 471C that people are availing themselves of if you're $25 million or less. But there's also something that is emerging out of the it's an emerging regulation, I'll say, called the States Act. And the States Act I find very promising because the States Act gives the power back to the state. So if it's legal in the state, the federal government will deem it legal. So I believe it'll overcome 280E. But it doesn't overcome interstate commerce, which for some of our cannabis clients and some of our cannabis brethren, that's really an important thing. So if they have to compete with some of the massive grows in California or Oklahoma, when you're sitting in Nebraska, just kind of emerging, you will not be able to compete. Folks have made major investments. So interstate commerce helps the largest cannabis operators, but hurts the middle market. And it depends on which side you play.
MJ Biz Daily featured you in a Q&A, And they talk about some of your immediate priorities, what you're doing right out, you know, hitting the ground running. One of the things was we were negotiating day one with partner Colorado Credit Union to free up or unlock funds, which right now, even though they're going to free up $6 million in cash right now, you know, for more financial flexibility. And one of the areas I want to ask about now is that you also have been putting out new programs. You've been having programs right now. You're trying to go and push out where that money is being used for. One is the Cannabis Resource Optimization Program, where you had, was it a recent $500,000 loan to Natty Rems, which is focusing on sustainable practices within the cannabis industry. So, and then there's other partnerships with CCEF or PCCU. There's various things you're doing right now in order to securing funding and also be able to go and, you know, to invest that funding into companies that really need it. Take me through some of the things you've been doing right now that you've been able to accomplish so far just in the last, you know, weeks or so that you've been at the helm.
Yeah, sure. And there's been quite a bit. A lot has changed in a very short period of time. The Partners Colorado debt modification was really something I started talking about early on. Most of the cash flow of the business was tied to repaying the debt, paying people, and very little of that got returned into investable cash. And I said, well, if you want to do something different, you can't continue to do the same thing and expect a different result. And quite frankly, if you look at our stock price and you look at some of the boards that people post on, investor confidence was waning. And so I sat back and I said, look, you know, Partners is our largest shareholder. An increase in the stock price contributes very significantly to the success of their members. They're one of our largest financial institutions, customers. They hold our note, and that's where we bank with them, right? And so having a partner like that in your corner and saying, look, if we want a different outcome, we need to do something different. And they got on board and said, yes, this is the right thing to do for their members, and restructured the debt. So I think it's very important. So some folks have said, well, you know, you don't restructure debt unless you're sinking. That is nowhere close to the truth. I mean, it's so many public companies, and public companies never ever pay off their debt. They refinance, and they refinance again, and they refinance again, because many times debt is, you know, cheaper than equity. And that's a calculation that you have to, you know, figure out. As we take and have access now to that capital over the next 2 years, we will be developing a number of solutions. You've mentioned some lending solutions. We're working right now with the state of Colorado to do an innovative crop lending loan program. So that should be coming out. We're working on accessing or creating in our new commercial alliance agreement. We have the ability to be the to syndicate loans. So we're working on creating partnerships with the family offices and the other folks that lend into the cannabis industry so that we have more access to capital to lend it to the into the cannabis related businesses. We're talking to non-cannabis companies, people that normally wouldn't work in the cannabis space, to see if they would be willing to work with our ancillary businesses. You imagine equipment manufacturers, lighting manufacturers, et cetera, you know, that have similar issues. One of the bigger projects that we're in testing mode right now is what's called employee banking. Our employees, the employees of cannabis companies, spend a lot of money on check cashing places. I'd love them not to do that. They, you know, they earn their money. They should keep their money. And if we have the ability to provide some employee banking capabilities, they'd be, you know, very excited about that. And so while that's in the testing phase, we believe it'll be something we launch. And we're moving past the testing phase into launching what I'm calling Safe Harbor Connects, which is going to be a consortium. Starts out with the idea of let me help you find partners that are cannabis friendly, negotiate pricing for you. And as more members in the consortium join, the more negotiating power we have. And perhaps we can be a cog in the wheel for your supply chain. And one day, you know, ordering across the membership for those suppliers. So can you imagine a day where instead of ordering from China 20,000 vape pens, that you're actually ordering, you know, 2 million vape pens and getting that type of discount versus, you know, the lack of discount you get today. Again, just leveling the playing field for all the cannabis-related businesses out there. And I invite vendors to, we've been talking to vendors every day. We've been talking clients every day. And we invite them into this program to say there's nothing wrong with accessing a platform that has $25 billion of activity in it and saying that you're going to be cannabis friendly. But if you're going to be cannabis friendly, You have to be in the market and you have to be sustainable and you have to be offering something to our clients that they couldn't get just by calling you directly.
If you had to give me a couple of different points, goals you have set to transform Safe Harbor from a specialized banking services provider into a multifaceted fintech, what are maybe two or three things you have right now that you know for sure you want to accomplish that will make that transformation complete?
Yeah, a couple of thoughts. The first thing I would say is all the projections out there have the industry in the U.S. being around 75 billion, some as low as 50, but 75 billion is that what I see over the next 5 years, right? So if you're spending $75 billion in size, and let's say the average profit margin of a cannabis business is about 10 to 15%, that's 60-something billion dollars, 64, I think, billion dollars that's going to be spent on things like cost of goods sold, buying equipment, buying everything that you buy. I mean, there's just the laundry list that goes on. And so, you know, if we can participate in bringing together vendors that allow that spend to be more efficient for all of our clients, I think that's a home run. Today, people look at bank fees and they say, man, I wish I didn't have to pay them. I don't want you to look at bank fees anymore and really think of it as a membership. You're part of a membership that's driving value that you couldn't get otherwise from anybody else. Our differentiation is going to be, one, we're operator-led and we have a number of people that you could talk to about your challenges and we can think about how to solve those challenges together. I think, two, is that we're going to offer solutions that go beyond bank fees, but really challenge whether or not you're getting the best price for what you're buying across all the verticals, HR, finance, accounting, all the way into operations and purchasing Trellis, right? And purchasing Cocoa. So whatever that might be, we want to be part of that solution. And third, I want to have a lending platform. I say similar to LendingTree, but for the cannabis industry, where we go out there and simplify your life. Instead of you scratching your head, and I know many of my colleagues at the time, how do I raise money? And I don't know anybody who's wealthy. And why would a wealthy person give me their money? All the things that are going on in your head, we've been there, done that. And hopefully we can have it be in position, one, to understand what you need and then see if we can build a solution for you that's custom for you. And so we're working on all of those things. I just hired Mike Regan. He's actually another accomplishment.
It's recent as I can saw that, yes.
Yeah. You know, MIT graduate. And he's been in the space monitoring equities and cannabis for the last 5 years, but he's also a data science guy. You know, I'm looking to him to look at the data, that $25 billion worth of data, look at that data and create products that I can help investors make better investing decisions and help operators make better operating decisions.
And also we'll be handling into the investor relations side of the business. Now, I want to ask before we go to break about the market itself. Obviously, Safe Harbor is listed on the NASDAQ. And again, you know, for any cannabis company that is publicly traded, again, the ticker symbols are deceiving. Like one company I talked to recently, you know, their ticker symbols on the OTC markets. But again, because they can't get listed on the main chart, and there's always these things where, as long as cannabis is going to be still considered illegal or going to be considered, you know, federally illegal, then yeah, it's never going to get the distinction of going above. And even when Safe Harbor is working on, you know, not just ancillary cannabis companies, but also looking at crypto or gaming and other areas to go ahead and, you know, diversify portfolio, there's the part where, you know, there's the holdback of the stigma of cannabis. Then there's also the inflationary issue where, which we're trying to get out of, because right now it looks like the market is in a correction for sure. And that the inflation, we're starting to look at ourselves that maybe long-term, you know, maybe by the end of the year, we're going to start seeing some real relief. So companies could be seeing, I mean, the stocks for these cannabis companies, which have been a year-to-year decline a lot, some by 50, 60%, maybe they're going to see a turnaround and that maybe some more money will be able to come in. For when it comes to that economic standpoint, how much optimism do you have for Safe Harbor's, you know, personal feeling, for the personal approach and direction of the company, and how you're really going to ride a possible return of the economic environment being much more favorable and positive?
Yeah, for sure. Look, I tell people cannabis has experienced their version of a perfect storm. You had a tremendous amount after the American Rescue Act. of 2020, 2021 being very good years for the cannabis industry, you had an influx of a tremendous amount of supply, right? On top of that tremendous amount of supply coming on market, when it came on market, you also had an increasing illicit market or alternative drug market happening as that stuff came across the borders. You had inflation going up, you had interest rates going up, discretionary spending going down. And so from an economics chart, you had the like perfect storm of bad economics for a period of time. As we make progress on all of those different fronts, the industry is going to increase and those stocks will recover. Trading on the OTC has its own limitations. I wanted to maintain safe harbor on the NASDAQ, and we just did a reverse stock split in order to maintain it on the NASDAQ because we need to have potentially that access to capital go down the road as we think about the different structures we can use to bring capital into the market. The OTC has its challenges because many, you know, custodians won't hold OTC traded companies, right? So you're going to be very rare to see a Vanguard in one of those funds. And so the buyers wind up being retail buyers. And there's, again, challenges there. But I do see that the market will turn around. I think capacity is being managed correctly now. I think people are seeing consolidation happening, better decisions happening in the industry. And as we focus on the customer and the customer gets more discretionary spending, they'll spend more in the cannabis verticals.
And you made a point to MJ Biz Daily about the fact that, you know, might not have a large following, but a portion of our stock is held in Vanguard funds. So when you make mention of Vanguard, and that's the part that people are not going to know. That's the inside part. That's not going to get reported by the financial areas. But also, when I talked to another guest from the investment sector talking about the fact that there was low liquidity right now in the industry, expectation of potential dilution from refinancing, and that price discovery is not currently occurring. So it's a turnaround, but it's everybody is being affected by it. That's one thing you got to make mention of. Now, or at least I'll say that. I'll speak for myself. I'm here with Terry Mendez, CEO of Safe Harbor Financial here on Blunt Business. And coming back, I want to go ahead and talk about cannabis industry pain points and some of the areas that the financial solutions that Safe Harbor Financial is still going to do to help address those. We'll talk about that more with Terry Mendez here. And website, take a look at it, shfinancial.org, shfinancial.org. And of course, on NASDAQ, you can see them traded. Go ahead and buy a couple, you know, get a couple shares in there. SHFS, ride the wave up because, again, we're going to see a positive outlook for the economy. I think that's going to be happening. I'm saying that anyway. So take a look. It's a good place to go and, you know, at least explore and see what you think about it. Take a look at all that as we go to commercial break. We'll be back with final questions with Terry Mendez after this. We're rounding the home stretch. I'm here with Terry Mendez, CEO of Safe Harbor Financial here on Blunt Business. Terry, I really appreciate you telling us all about this and, you know, getting so much out of what we're talking here about where Safe Harbor is going to be going for the future. And obviously, it sounds like it's in very capable hands. So you mentioned the vision and the call to shareholders about developing innovative financial solutions that directly address cannabis industry pain points. So you said, quote, beyond traditional banking services, which, you know, there's only very limited available, only just credit unions, which you're already working with, what specific pain points are you looking to target? And what technological innovations do you have to implement the streamlined financial transactions, credit facilities for CRB clients? What is available at your disposal?
Sure. So a lot of this is in development. Been here 2 months and we're working really hard, right? The first I'll talk about is a concept called Safe Harbor Protects. Safe Harbor has already been protecting the U.S. banking system, the regulatory compliance of our financial institutes, and the access to banking for our cannabis-related businesses. When we talk about protect, though, we want to protect our employees. So when I think about employees, I say, how do I get them access to their wages faster? So we're working with our cannabis-friendly payroll providers to see if we can come up to with a employee wage access product that'll allow cannabis companies to pay their employees effectively when they need the money. I can't tell you how many times somebody's come up to me and said, hey, I'm not going to be able to make you to work for a couple of days. I need a car repair, or some issue happened and, you know, they have that challenge and they don't have the money for the challenge, and they have the challenge and they're asking for the money. And it's a heartbreaking thing. And so having the ability to access your wages early could be a product that we bring to market, having employee banking, you know, and with employee banking comes a full suite of services. So everything from overdraft protection to debit credit card, except for the employee, but with the safety of knowing because they work for you, our Clannabis client, their bank account is going to be maintained. They're not going to be dropped because they're getting paid by kind of choose your own, you know, end of that. So they don't need to go to the check cashing place, and they can actually have financial savings. Many of us, you know, own a home. You know, right now it's difficult to go out and get a mortgage and be, you know, straight with the fact you work for the cannabis company. And so how do we solve an employee's ability to go and get a mortgage? And so these are some of the questions I'm asking in that Safe Harbor Protect bundle of services to say, what can I develop to solve these problems? I was just on a call the other day where we said, I don't know if there's an answer to this yet, but can we solve the problem of custodianship of assets that are traded in the OTC? And so I'd love to think through that. And if there's a role for Safe Harbor, fantastic. The next one that we're developing, what I call it Safe Harbor Lens. And Safe Harbor Lens is what I spoke to before, which is how many partners can I bring to the table so that we can have a full suite of services that our clients can come to. And instead of having to make 50 phone calls, we have the network and we can then say, we have this situation, you know, who wants to lend to them? Maybe the answer is nobody, but there's so many people out there with various different risk tolerances. The challenge is for the cannabis related business that's supposed to be focused on doing their job every day, growing, extracting, producing, you know, edibles, et cetera, you know, having to go out there and hunt for that dollar is a really time consuming thing that they don't really have the expertise in doing. And so why can't we deliver them that expertise and make that hunt simpler for them? You know, the next one I talk about is called Safe Harbor Enables. And what I'm really talking about is creating low cost centers of excellence to put capacity back in the hands of cannabis operators. And so instead of hiring your $200,000 CFO, $150,000 controller, your head of HR, et cetera, those are expenses. And if you think about it, and how many eights do I have to sell in order to cover those costs, not only of the head person, but the entire department? Is there a way for me to develop a low-cost center of excellence managed by experts that deliver the value that you want at a lower cost point? Whether that's finance and accounting, whether that's human resource, capital management, whether that's marketing and promotion. I had a conversation, kind of exploratory conversation about out in Long Island where I grew up, we had this program called Buy Local. Well, wouldn't it be interesting if we had a Buy Local program where maybe something like an Alpine IQ or some kind of, you know, service like that where no matter what dispensary you go to, you can use your points as long as you're using a Buy Local dispensary. You know, promotional thoughts that are just beyond the norm. Back in the day, somebody asked me about credit cards and cannabis, and I said, I don't really understand the problem. I was new to the cannabis industry, and I said, I don't understand this problem at all. And they said, well, Visa and MasterCard, well, let this happen. And I said, well, why do you care? Back in the 90s, all of us had parents that had every credit card from every store that they ever went to, like the big block pocketbooks that my mom walked around with. And so, you know, all those companies were issuing store cards backed by their own credit. Why don't we issue our own credit and have a store card? And that store card gets around any need of MasterCard and Visa. And a credit analyst today is $80,000 job. There are creative ideas out there. How do I bring those creative ideas to bear? The one I'm most excited about is Cannabis Connects, because I think there's a lot of power in supply chain aggregation. And if we can bring together cannabis-friendly vendors and manage those cannabis-friendly vendors on behalf of our cannabis-related client and get them pricing that is volume-based, how many clients are on there times the volume, that'll change the world as well, right? You don't want to necessarily have to put in a 50,000 people. Let's say it differently. You shouldn't, if you're cash strapped, for example, put in 100,000 cart vape pen order or 510 cart order, right? That might be your projection for the whole year, but you might not hit your projections and you're taking a huge financial gamble with money that you really don't have access to. Instead of doing that, why can't I bring together multiple folks? I can get you that same discount, but I'm placing an order across 5, 10, 20 clients versus you're placing and taking that risk all by yourself.
We're going to wrap things up there. So, Terry,
Mendez, CEO of Safe Harbor Financial. Really appreciate you taking time out to go and talk to us. I know you've been doing quite a bit of the runs to go and talk about your new role as CEO and what you've been doing right now with the company. So thank you for stopping our show on Bump Business to go and talk all about it. Website is shfinancial.org, shfinancial.org. And as we go ahead and wrap things up, take a minute real quick, Terry, to go ahead and tell people as they go to the website what they should be ready to go and do when they come visit your team and how that you can help them.
Yeah, so when you get to the website, you're just going to put your information in. It goes to my onboarding team. The onboarding team will give you a call and we'll start the conversation. And I don't want it only to be about banking. Talk to us about what's going on in your business and how we can help you. Because the more we know about you, the more we know how we can position ourselves for your success. And while we built the business on banking and we built our business on making sure financial institutions are protected on both sides and cannabis-related businesses are protected on both sides, we only are successful if you're successful. We started this. We want to be with you in this journey. And as we know more about you, the more we can figure out how to help you.
All right. And once again, if you're looking at, you want to go and help support Safe Harbor and their direction as they're going forward, you can always go ahead and drop a couple dollars into the NASDAQ and go ahead and buy their stock at SHFS on the NASDAQ, SHFS. Terry, thank you for being on with us. And again, let's go ahead and continue to keep the door open for Safe Harbor Financial and the folks at your team to come on back to Blunt Business and our Cannabis Radio Network. We'll continue to keep the conversation going.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you, listeners, for listening to the Blunt Business. We'll talk to you next time. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.